Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Mike Whitmer, and I titled our reading, Extravagant Love. My seatmate on the flight told me she was non-religious and had immigrated to a town that was home to numerous Christians. When she mentioned that most of her neighbors went to church, I asked about her experience. She said she could never repay their generosity. When she brought her disabled father to her new country, her neighbors built a ramp to her house and donated a hospital bed and medical supplies. She said, "If being a Christian makes one so kind, everyone should be a Christian." Exactly what Jesus hoped she'd say. He told his disciples in Matthew 5, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Peter heard Christ's command and passed it on, saying in 1 Peter 2, "Live such good lives among the pagans, that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God." Our neighbors who don't have faith in Jesus may not understand what we believe and why we believe it. Don't sweat it, as long as there's one more thing they can't understand: the extravagance of our love. My seatmate marveled that her Christian neighbors continue to care for her, even though she isn't, in her words, one of them. She knows she's loved for Jesus' sake, and she gives thanks to God. She may not yet believe in Him, but she's grateful that others do. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 through 12. "Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires, which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans, that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, let your light shine through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.